Welcome to the Hot Rod Farmer Minute. I'm Ray Bohax from the Idle Chatter podcast found on the Global Ag Network. The purpose of a thermostat is to reduce engine warm-up time, maintain optimum running temperature, and help with heater output. When an engine is cold, several undesirable events occur. The wear rate of the internal parts are excessive due to poor lubrication and friction. Some older diesel farm engines experience 1,100% more piston ring wear when cold than when at normal operating temperature. When an engine is cold, the fuel vaporizes poorly, and this leads to dilution of the engine oil. Also, sludge forms in the crankcase due to a buildup of condensation. Thus, the goal is to get an engine to operating temperature quickly. A thermostat makes this possible. The thermostat sits in the liquid coolant and is used to completely block, or with some engines, limit coolant flow to the radiator when cold. Since there is little or no flow to the radiator, the coolant in the block warms up faster due to a lack of heat rejection. The flow path is opened against spring pressure by an element charged with a wax substance having a high coefficient of thermal expansion. As the coolant temperature rises, the wax melts and compresses the rubber insert. But since the rubber acts like an incompressible hydraulic fluid, it moves the thrust push rod. The thermostat is now opened against spring pressure and coolant flow begins. Every thermostat is marked with a temperature rating on it. Contrary to what most believe, it is not the coolant temperature the thermostat is fully open or the engine will run at. It is the temperature that it begins to open. This is when flow starts. It takes approximately 20 degrees more temperature for the thermostat to fully open. A thermostat rated at 180 degrees F will crack open at that coolant temperature, but will not be fully open until approximately 200 degrees Fahrenheit. Temperature control of the engine begins at crack open. It will then modulate the flow up to the point it is fully open and the maximum amount of coolant goes to the radiator. If the wax motor in the thermostat fails or becomes weak, the spring pressure will close the flow path and the engine will overheat very quickly. If the coolant temperature is acting strangely, the first step is to replace the thermostat. It is the key to coolant flow in the engine.